Hello, my name is Lincoln, and I'll be reading for you today the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, July 30th, 2026. At the top of the front page, new Watsika mural expected to be completed by harvest days, by Carla Waters, managing editor. A new mural is coming to Watsika, and you can help if you wish to do so. Watsika Community Renewal conducted a survey offering three possible mural designs. Option two was the winner. The 501c3 nonprofit members announced the winning entry at the July 25th Watsika Farmers Market. Group member Helen Gerber spoke about the project that day. She said the mural will be at 203 East Walnut, which is near the corner of Walnut and 4th, next to the vacant lot. Through a combination of local artists, three mural options were created. They all contain the same tagline, Hubbard Trail, the path that built Watsika. They all depict figures important to the history of Watsika, and they all represent the culture and legacy of our area. We then asked everyone in our community to choose which of the three options should be placed on the east-facing wall. We intended the artwork to truly reflect the voice of the community, and wow, did the community respond, she said. There were 1,276 votes cast. The majority of those were from Watsika and of all ages. Many votes were from the surrounding area and many from visitors to our town. The idea to have a mural was born. The designs were created. The votes were cast and the result has been tallied. The winner, garnering 53.1% of the vote, is option two. This one, designed by Carol Kaufman of Watsika Sign Company, shows the progression of Watsika's history. The three figures predominantly are Wachiki, Gurdon Hubbard, and Catherine Clifton. They depict the path to the town that we know today. And then it develops into a more modern family to carry it into the present day. So, what's the next step in getting this idea to reality? Donations and volunteers. No taxpayer or city money is being used, so this mural will be paid through local donations and grants. We have a donation box here this morning. We also take donations on our website, watsikacommunityrenewal.org. We are asking for volunteers to keep the cost down also. There are many tasks that can be done with this, including painting. The painting is going to be done in Carol's studio. It will be done on aluminum panels, and then the panels will be put together. That method is more expensive, but has some advantages in that we will not be standing 16 feet up in the air. Also, if the building should deteriorate or be sold to someone else, and we need to move it, we can easily do that. She said other work besides painting that volunteers can do would be some carpentry work, such as an assembling the frame. The group also hopes to have some landscaping done to further enhance the project. We will be painting in August and September, and the goal is to have this up on the wall by harvest days, the first week in October. Gerber said the group is grateful for all who voted. The enthusiasm and the positivity reflects your pride in our town and our spirit for a hopeful future. The mural will be 16 feet by 16 feet and will start 3 feet off the ground to allow for snow. Those who want to help can email watsikacommunityrenewal@gmail.com to volunteer. Those who wish to donate may do so either online through the donate page on the website, by mailing a check to Watseka Community Renewal, 103 West Cherry Street, Watseka, or mailing to the group to arrange another form of donation. According to information from the group, Watseka Community Renewal is a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to preserving and revitalizing historic Watseka. The group restores historic structures, supports local small businesses, and leads community-driven place-making projects like this mural. All donations are tax-deductible to the extent allowed by law. Iroquois Memorial Hospital nurse educator named Illinois Nurses Foundation 40 Under 40 Emerging Nurse Leader. Dateline, Watseka, Illinois. Miranda Mo Matheson, MSN, MBA, RN, nurse educator at Iroquois Memorial Hospital, has been named one of the Illinois Nurses Foundation's 2026 40 Under 40 Emerging Nurse Leaders. According to information from IMH, the annual award recognizes 40 nurses younger than 40 from across Illinois who have demonstrated leadership and professional achievement in clinical practice, education, advocacy, research, innovation, service, and leadership. The honorees represent hospitals, healthcare systems, universities, and community organizations across the state. Matheson joined Iroquois Memorial Hospital in July 2025 and has led several initiatives to strengthen nursing education and workforce development. She established academic partnerships with Olivet Nazarene University, Indiana State University, Loyola University Chicago, and Kankakee Community College to expand clinical education opportunities for nursing students. She also secured approval from the Illinois Board of Nursing for Iroquois Memorial Hospital to serve as a clinical education site for out-of-state nursing programs, increasing opportunities for students to complete clinical experiences in a rural healthcare setting. In addition, Matheson redesigned the hospital's nursing orientation program, developed competency-based education and skills days for clinical staff, and implemented evidence-based learning plans to support regulatory compliance, professional development, and high-quality patient care. She also has worked to expand educational opportunities through grant writing, community partnerships, and workforce initiatives aimed at strengthening the rural healthcare pipeline. Mo has made an extraordinary impact in a short amount of time, said Michelle Fairley, Vice President of Patient Health at Iroquois Memorial Hospital. Her commitment to education, innovation, and developing the next generation of nurses has strengthened our organization and created opportunities that extend well beyond our hospital. This recognition is a testament to the difference she is making for our staff, our patients, and our community. Matheson said she is honored to receive the recognition and credits the support of her colleagues. "I am deeply honored to receive this award," Matheson said. "Throughout my career, I have been passionate about creating opportunities for others to learn, grow, and succeed. Whether working for students, new employees, or experienced clinicians, my goal has always been to foster an environment where education leads to confidence, collaboration, and better patient care. I am grateful to Iroquois Memorial Hospital for supporting that vision. I am deeply honored to receive this award," Matheson said. "Throughout my career, I have been passionate about creating opportunities for others to learn, grow, and succeed. Whether working with students, new employees, or experienced clinicians, my goal has always been to foster an environment where education leads to confidence, collaboration, and better patient care. I am grateful to Iroquois Memorial Hospital for supporting that vision. The Illinois Nurses Foundation is the charitable foundation of Illinois nursing community. Its mission is to advance the nursing profession through scholarships, leadership development, research, educational initiatives, and recognition of excellence. The 2026 recipients will be honored September 17th during the Illinois Nurses Foundation 40 Under 40 Emerging Nurse Leader Awards celebration in Lisle. Iroquois County School Districts to host developmental screenings. Free developmental screening is being offered to families with children 3 to 4 in Iroquois County. Children 3 to 4 years of age will receive screening for vision, hearing, speech, and overall preschool skills. Preschool classes are available to children who qualify. Appointments are necessary to make sure all students move through the screening in a timely manner, according to information provided. Screenings for Iroquois County Unit Number 9 will be on Wednesday, August 5th from 8:30 a.m. to 2:50 p.m. They will be held at Wanda Kendall School. Call the Wanda Kendall School at 815-432-2112 to make an appointment. Screenings for Milford Area Public Schools Number 124 will be on Thursday, August 6th from 8:30 a.m. to 2:50 p.m. They will be held at the Milford School's All-Purpose Room. Call Milford Grade School at 815-889-4174 to make an appointment. Screenings for the Iroquois West School District Number 10 will be on Friday, August 7th from 8:30 a.m. to 2:50 p.m. They will be at the Gilman United Methodist Church. Call the Danforth Elementary School at 815-269-2230 to make an appointment. To make an appointment for any of the screenings, people can also call Iroquois Special Education Association from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. to schedule an appointment. Birth to age 3 screenings are also available. A representative from Easter Seals will be on site at each of the above locations for these screenings. Please call the Easter Seals office at 815-304-4106 and ask for Jean to make an appointment. If someone is unable to make the screening in their school district, they can schedule one in another district. Students in the Crescent Iroquois District Number 249 and Cisna Park District Number 6 can make an appointment at any screening. Preschool screening is a service of the Iroquois County Public Health Department, Iroquois Special Education Association, the local interagency council, Easter Seals Jump Start Program, and the local school district. There are two obituaries. Marvin E. Dillon, 101 years of age, of Watseka, passed away on Saturday, July 25th, 2026, at Prairie View Lutheran Home in Danforth. He was born on March 17th, 1925, a son of Lester and Clara Shearer Dillon. He married Joyce Fink on May 15th, 1955, in Onarga, and she preceded him in death on August 25th, 2017. He was also preceded in death by his parents, five siblings, Donald, Guy, Gordon, Lauren and Valda, and many cherished family members and friends. Married for 62 years, he and his late wife had three daughters, Diana, John, Saldit, Julie, Brent, LaRue, and Connie Todd, Breeling, six grandchildren, Melissa, Chris, Amy, Ryan, Kyle, and children, and Samantha. Five great-grandchildren, Riley, Charlie, Isabel, Blade, and Addison, and one great-great-grandchild, Riker. Marvin loved life, country, and land for more than 101 years. While he made his living in sales and other ventures, he was a proud Midwesterner who remained a farmer and gardener at heart. He was a man of contradictions, generous but frugal, strong but soft-hearted, earnest but humorous, an adventurous spirit who survived adversities, a traveler focused on the road home. He was a combat wounded veteran who served in the U.S. Army during the Korean War. Marvin enjoyed collecting antique cars, spending time with family and friends, fishing and dining out. Above all, he was loyal, honest, and kind. Although we all will miss his presence, laughter, and storytelling, we are grateful for his long life and for the caring staff at Prairie View Lutheran Home. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. until the 11 a.m. funeral service on Saturday, August 1st, 2026, at the Knapp Funeral Home in Watsika. Steve Baker will officiate. Burial will follow at Ridgeland Township Cemetery in Thawville with military graveside rites by the Watsika American Legion Post number 23. Memorials may be made to the Watsika American Legion Post number 23 or Faith Lutheran Church in Watsika. Please share a memory of Marvin at knappfuneralhomes.com. Eula Isabel Arsenault, 93, of Fishers, Indiana, passed away June 25, 2026, while in hospice with Enlight at Prairie Lakes Assisted Living in Noblesville, Indiana. She peacefully took her last breath while holding her youngest daughter's hand and listening to her favorite musician, Danny O'Donnell. Eula Bell was born February 15, 1933, in White County, Indiana, and was the only daughter of John Hurley and Elsie Elijah Beasley, although she left Mount Air High School in 1950, she was proud that she received her Mount Air diploma in 1954 after taking evening classes and having three young children. In February of 1950, she married Nelson Wiley Jr. of Beaverville, Illinois. They divorced in 1992 and was a homemaker for many years. Later in life, she worked as Permanite at St. Anne, Illinois, and Morocco, Indiana. In 1993, she married Aaron Arsenault of Beaverville, Illinois, and enjoyed nearly 23 years of marriage prior to his death. She retired from George Addy Memorial Nursing Home in 1995 after 21 years in the dietary department. Prior to retirement, she worked part-time at the Ileana Club, then Hazelden Country Club, and Curtis Creek Country Club. Eula loved flowers gardening, traveling, music, reading, crocheting, word search puzzles, and game shows, surviving are four daughters and two sons. Kathy Johnson of Willowbrook, Illinois. Christine Holloway, Tom Webster of Nashville, Indiana. Kayvon Cindy Wiley of Morocco, Indiana. Sheila Bruce Wood of Rensselaer, Indiana. Scott Amy Wiley of LaPel, Indiana. And Sue Anthony Jack Fulmer of Fishers, Indiana, as well as 13 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her husband, Aaron Arsenault, her parents, brothers, Elvin, Sonny, Beezy, and Arlen Pete BC. Her eldest son, Stephen Wiley, grandson, Joshua Johnson, son-in-law, Brian Anthony, and her ex-husband, Nelson Wiley, Jr. Services will be held on August 22nd, 2026, at St. Mary's Church in Beaverville, Illinois, at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, with visitation beginning at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. A luncheon will follow the services in the St. Mary's Hall. In lieu of flowers, Eula wished for memorials to be made to the St. Mary's Preservation Society, P.O. Box 152, Beaverville, Illinois, 60912, or to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Neptune Society has been entrusted with cremation arrangements. Fond memories and expressions of sympathy may be shared with the Arsenault family. Chicago man arrested on multiple felony drug charges. Iroquois County Sheriff's Police arrested a Chicago man identified as Chen Chin Chin following a traffic stop at 11:20 p.m. July 21st. According to Sheriff's Police reports, the traffic stop uncovered approximately 30 pounds of suspected cannabis. This arrest led Iroquois County investigators to obtain a search warrant for a property in rural Crescent City. During execution of the search warrant, Iroquois County Sheriff's Police discovered an elaborate cannabis grow operation containing 1,007 cannabis plants, 18 grams of methamphetamine, and a firearm. Chen Xinchen has been charged with the following felonies: possession of methamphetamine over 15 grams, Class 1 felony. Unlawful production of cannabis sativa plant, over 200 plants, Class 1 felony. Possession with intent to deliver cannabis over 5,000 grams, Class X felony. The size of this cannabis grow has the street value potential of more than $1 million per year. This remains an active investigation. Additional charges and arrests are possible. The Iroquois County Sheriff's Office was assisted by ICOM Dispatch and the Iroquois County State's Attorney's Office. And now to the calendar. Sunday, August 2nd, from 1 to 3 p.m., Crescent City Historical Society's annual ice cream social at Crescent City Community Center, 301 Main. Theme, 250th birthday of the USA. No speaker / program, but lots of fun activities for the whole family, such as trivia, singing, etc. Free, but as CCHS is nonprofit, Donations are welcome. 1 to 4 p.m., Old Courthouse Museum, 103 West Cherry, Watsika, is open to the public. The wedding display is still up, and there are several other displays of interest to everyone. Tuesday, August 4th, 3:30 p.m., monthly board meeting of Iroquois County Genealogical Society, first floor of Old Courthouse Museum, 103 West Cherry, Watsika. Call 815-432-3730 for more information on this group, which provides help with researching family lineage or general history of Iroquois County. 6:30 p.m., Crescent City Historical Society's monthly meeting upstairs of City Hall. Friday, August 7th, 4 to 6 p.m., Iroquois County Historical Society's annual Grilled Pork Chop Sandwich Fundraiser. Located in the Red Barn on the east side of the Old Courthouse Museum, 103 West Cherry, Watsika. Walk up or drive through. Sandwich only, no condiments, sides, or drink. Cost donation. ICHS is a nonprofit group. Thursday, August 13, 5 to 6 p.m., Backpack Night at Crescent City Grade School for grades K through 5. Bring your school supplies tonight, and you won't have to haul them to school on the first day. 6 p.m., Crescent Iroquois, CUSD, number 249, Board of Ed meeting. Unit 9 makes employment decisions. At the July 21st Unit 9 Board of Education meeting, the board approved several employment measures. They include employing Kendra Lawtonville as a speech-language pathologist, employing Peyton Milne as a high school PE teacher, employing Holly Lewis as a special education elementary teacher, employing Zoe Harris as a cook, employing Mayra Esquivel as a long-term substitute high school Spanish teacher, employing Caitlin Davis as a long-term substitute high school special education teacher, employing Mary Liznicki, Jasmine Esquivel, and Isabel Heisner as paraprofessionals. The board also approved a high school choir activity account and approved a contract with Gibson Area Hospital for clinical therapy services. Fried Green Tomato Fest set for August 15th. Fried Green Tomato Fest will be August 15th in Iroquois' Dunning Park. The event will include a live music lineup that starts at 11:45 a.m. with the National Anthem by Abby Tindall and continue until Doom Service performs at 9 p.m. Other performers include Tommy Gray at noon, Hayden Corville at 12:30 p.m., Unfinished Business at 1:10 p.m., Serenity and Chris Starr at 2 p.m., Chloe Trumbull at 2:05 p.m., Stacy Beam at 2:15 p.m., Soft Step at 3 p.m., Jake Vaughn at 3:50 p.m., Garage Mahal at 4:40 p.m., Todd Hazelrig at 5:30 p.m., Harm's Way at 6:30 p.m., and Lee Evan and the Lowdown at 7:40 p.m. There will be lots of vendors selling a variety of items. A car show starts at 10 a.m., the truck and tractor pull starts at 9 a.m., and a petting zoo runs from noon to 2 p.m. The day will include a beer tent, professional clown, face painting, hair tinsel, caricature artists, bounce houses, and more. My name is Lincoln, and I've been reading for you today the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, July 30th, 2026. Please have a fabulous day.